Okay, Eric. 21's a good cornerback number.
Yeah.
How'd you end up with that one?
They kind of just sprung it on me. It was just there in my locker, and I was surprised like everybody else. So.
You say like everybody else. I mean, your teammates. What
I mean, when you come in and you're a rookie, you don't really expect to get a good number. So, you know, it's always a surprise.
Any of your rookie teammates say something to you about that, brother?
Kivare. What'd
he say?
He was like, man, I'm going to have to fight you for the 21. So we've been arguing back and forth about that.
I got you. When you kind of come into this thing, you hear from a lot of rookies that it's fast.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just a rookie camp. I'm kind of curious, like, is the speed about normal for you, or are you okay?
The speed's normal. It's just the learning curve, which is the fastest part about it, because you want to learn the system in 3 days, and then you got to come out here and do it. And they throw a book at you. So that's the toughest part about it.
Just to be clear, when you came in Friday, you were in the locker room and you got that number? Is that what happened?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't pick any number.
But like you walked in the locker room Friday and saw that, and that's when that happened.
Yeah.
It was a Saturday.
It was Friday.
Okay, cool. You talk about the playbook.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious, how much more complicated are the concepts early on that you're kind of seeing, or is this what you did in Minnesota?
Most of it we did it at Minnesota. Okay. The only thing that's different is the lingo. That's the only different part, but most of it we did, and we probably had like more concepts, but they have more definitive concepts, if that makes any sense.
How comfortable are you playing off coverage and reading and reacting and like clicking and closing on the ball?
I didn't do too much of it at Minnesota, so I'm not really that comfortable with it, but you know, I'm always open to learn and add something else to my repertoire. So.
Do you get the sense that that's something you're going to have to add here?
Yeah.
On? Okay, you do.
Yeah.
Okay. What's it been like working with Al Harris?
It's been great. Just being able to learn from him, somebody who's, you know, been through what you've been through. So I think that's a huge plus.
One thing we didn't get to ask you because they took DJ after you is like, you know, three rookie corners in one draft.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know you're looking to do whatever you can to help the team, and I get that, but this is going to be a little competition.
Yeah.
I don't know how often you see that. When you saw that it took DJ, just what's your reaction, man?
Just more competition. I got to be sharper, and I got to be better than anybody else I got to compete with.
One last thing. I think I asked you a little bit about this on the call, but it kind of going back, I wanted to ask again, just, you know, the scout who was in on you said that they went around the Minnesota campus or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and these guys said you were the toughest guy on the team. Like, what does that make you, like, does that sound right to you, first of all?
Yeah.
And second of all, like, what does that mean to you to hear from your teammates?
I'm not, like, I don't just go around trying to exercise, like something like that. You know, I just don't take any mess, I guess. You know, if somebody want to get crazy, it's fine.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
Jeremy Maclin.
Yeah.
He's the same way. How important is it when you're on the field to let receivers know, like, you know, you can, but, like, you know, this is going to be a battle today. Like, what happens if you don't do that in your corner?
I feel like if you don't do that, they, you know, they think they can do whatever they want. And they think they can get away with certain things. So if you let them know early on you're not going to get away with this today, then they're going to have to come up with something else to do.
When did you learn that?
I don't know. It just kind of came. Kind of came as the years went by.
Did you know before college, did you learn that? Or did, as a football player, you just learned that early?
Probably not as a football player, more as a person in life. Just upbringing and stuff like that. So.
Going back to that, how often have you found yourself working at nickel cornerback?
Not very often, not often at all.
One last thing for me, I believe it was John Dorsey, the general manager, said like there's some like safety skill in you. Mm-hmm. But have you ever played safety?
I never played safety before at all.
Even in high school, you were a corner.
Yep.
All right. Okay.
So we'll see.
I got you. So you.
All right, cool.
What are you doing for Mother's Day?
I'm calling my mom later. We'll have a long conversation. We'll just talk. So.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, cool.
Thanks, sir.